Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, December 12th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, normally on Mondays, we run through the theatrical schedule for the week. However, as we approach the holidays, pretty much everything that's going to be running throughout the end of December has already started or already opened, except for one major thing that I want to talk about before we get into the rest of the show proper, and that is that tonight marks the opening of one of the year's most star-studded shows not on Broadway, and that's the New York Theatre Workshop's Sam Gold-directed production of William Shakespeare's Othello. The cast is led by David Oyelowo in the title role, and Daniel Craig as Iago. Rachel Brosnahan plays Desdemona. Finn Wittrock, who will star opposite Joe Mantello and Sally Field in The Glass Menagerie this spring, plays Cassio, and Marcia Stephanie Blake plays Amelia. The show has been extended through January 18th, but if you don't have tickets, sorry about your luck. It's already sold out. There are a few special benefit performance tickets still available. They start at the bargain basement price of $1,500. James, not to raise the green-eyed monster in our listeners, but you're seeing the show soon, right?
Saturday evening. Saturday the 17th of December. I will be seeing it down at New York Theatre Workshop. Yes.
Hopefully no one gets too jealous of you and decides to do something untoward.
Well, I'm more concerned that we're going to have ice baby.
What's that?
Ice. You Florida people, I hate you.
I don't know what that means.
It's cold up here. It's snowing tonight.
Oh, like ice cream. Like ice cream. That's about the coldest thing we've got. Sorry.
Yeah, all right. All right, first up in the news, the critics weigh in on In Transit on Broadway.
Yep, Broadway's first a cappella musical officially opened at the Circle in the Square Theater last night with an impressive host of creators and stars. With a book, music, and lyrics by Academy Award winner Kristen Anderson Lopez, James Allen Ford, Russ Kaplan, and Sarah Wordsworth, In Transit is directed and choreographed by three-time Tony winner Kathleen Marshall and features vocal arrangements by a cappella legend Deke Sharon. The cast includes Justin Guarini, Telly Leung, Aaron Mackey, Arbinder Robinson, Margot Siebert, James Snyder, Aurelia Williams, and more. If you're not familiar, the show had an off-Broadway run at 59 East 59 in 2010. And James, as we've mentioned, the show is not doing too hot at the box office. And unfortunately, judging by these reviews, I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon. Starting off these reviews that we'll run through with Time Out New York's David Cody, who writes, quote, "This Broadway iteration, sprucely directed and choreographed by Kathleen Marshall and with a charming ensemble, better showcases the book and score," he's talking about compared to the 2010 off-Broadway version, "but the central problem remains. Harmonic overload. If you listen to Pentatonix on repeat and own the box set of Glee, you might spend 100 minutes in bliss. The rest of us will grow tired of numbers that sound like 70s sitcom theme songs or advertising jingles. This is where I get off." Newsday's Linda Weiner thought there might be a bit of false advertising going on over at Circle in the Square. She writes, "In Transit, the last new Broadway musical of the fall season, is supposed to be set underground in the New York subway system. But the place is so sanitized, so sparkly clean, that the equally scrubbed characters sit on the stairs to sing without saying yick. The show, which advertises its..." You like that? "The show, which advertises itself as Broadway's first a cappella musical, begins by telling us, quote, every sound in this show is made by the actual human voice. The next moment, we realize that the sounds made by a handheld mic held almost inside an actual human mouth will also qualify." I guess there's a little difference in opinion there. The Hollywood Reporter's Frank Scheck wrote, "The appeal of paying Broadway prices for such an experience can be debated. More to the point, In Transit, while boasting engaging performances, features cliched characters in situations too bland for a sitcom, let alone theater." James, I think we've always thought that this was a tough sell for a Broadway house and that this was probably following in the lines of something like Disaster, where it wanted to have a Broadway production, get a fancy cast recording with some big name stars, and then hopefully be done in regional, collegiate, high school community theaters around the country. Because based on what we're reading here and what we surmised from early word of mouth and box office, this doesn't seem to be too long for the Broadway world, no pun intended.
Yeah, I'm going to be seeing it on Tuesday, and I think I'm the target market for this because I'm really
interested
in a cappella, and a lot of I'm looking forward to it. So maybe it will have a niche run. You know, it's a small cast in a
small theater.
So maybe they have low budgets and the ability to focus on just niche market to bring that in. So we'll have to see what happens there.
Hopefully so. It's got a great cast, and I wish them nothing but the best. I am the opposite of the target market here. I appreciate a cappella music and can marvel at how impressive it is. But after a song or two, if it doesn't include Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow and Anna Camp and Ben Platt or Skylar Austin, I'm kind of losing interest. So, Skylar Aston, not Austin, but good luck to him.
Next up, stars join Kevin Kline in Present Laughter on Broadway.
Yeah, on Friday, producer Jordan Roth announced three incredible leading ladies that would be joining Tony winner Kevin Kline in the Broadway revival of Noel Coward's comedy Present Laughter. Joining the cast are Tony and Emmy nominee Kate Burton, who is currently in the Irish Reps production of The Dead 1904. Also joining the cast are Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Tony nominee Kristen Nielsen, and How I Met Your Mother and Marvel Cinematic Universe star Kobe Smulders, who will be making her Broadway debut. Burton will play Liz, Nielsen will play Monica, and Smulders will play Joanna. Complete casting and creative team will be announced shortly. In the Moritz von Stupenagel directed limited engagement begins performances in March at the St. James Theater. That's shaping up to be a pretty impressive cast, James.
It is, and Moritz von Stupenagel, I love that name.
That's great. He's the Tony nominated director of Hand to God, and he's definitely has a different approach to comedy in his most recent Broadway show. So we'll see how he takes on one of these classic comedies. But I love How I Met Your Mother. I love Third Rock from the Sun. I love Scandal, where Kate Burton played the former vice president. These are all people that I have a lot of fondness for, having never seen them on stage or having seen them on screen. And Kevin Kline's just one of the best. So I have a feeling that this is going to be a really fun show.
Oh, you know, we haven't talked about How I Met Your Mother. You know,
one of my favorites.
We had to talk about that offline.
All right, sounds good.
White Rabbit, Red Rabbit finds its final star.
Yeah, a week or so ago, we let you know that Off-Broadway's most surprising hit, White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, would be wrapping up its run on December 19th. But at that point, the producers hadn't yet announced who would be the one-of-a-kind project's final star. Well, on Friday, Mayberry Theatricals' Devlin Elliott and Tom Curtehay announced that Emmy-winning stage and screen star Richard Thomas would be the final performer to take on this one-person show with no rehearsal, no direction, and not having seen the script ahead of time. Thomas was most recently seen as a replacement on Broadway in You Can't Take It With You, but is a regular face on television. He is one of the longtime stars of one of the best shows on TV, FX's The Americans, and he had a recent guest appearance maybe a week or so ago on the Haley Atwell-led TV show Conviction on ABC, where he played a death row inmate maintaining his innocence to the end. No spoilers. I'm not going to tell you whether he was actually innocent or not. White Rabbit, Red Rabbit began performances on March 7th, and you can see Thomas next Monday at 8 p.m., and you can see Psych star James Rodet in the penultimate performance tonight at 8 p.m. And to be honest with you, this is kind of like my favorite TV shows going on in here, because between the shows I mentioned in the last segment, Thomas from The Americans and James Rodet from Psych, this is hitting some of my all-time favorite shows. So what a time to be in New York and not Orlando.
Wah, wah. Menken and Slater will compose score for the new Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly movie.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is so, like, everything is right up my alley tonight. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, GOT winner Alan Menken and his regular lyricist Grammy winner Glenn Slater said that they would be writing two songs for the 2018 movie Holmes and Watson, starring Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly as the obvious Sir Arthur Conan Doyle sleuths. Slater said, quote, "One is essentially a love song between Watson and Holmes. It begins in a musical theater, almost Rex Harrison kind of way, and then it turns into a full-on 70s pop slash soft rock love extravaganza with an operatic interlude in the middle. It's a bizarre hodgepodge." to say the least, of the other song. Micken said that it is, quote, a tongue-in-cheek busker number by a one-man band that has a Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins feel. After Micken and Slater wrote the ungodly raunchy opening number to the unbelievably hysterical animated film Sausage Party earlier this year, Micken said that the Holmes and Watson producers said of them, they probably thought, hey, these guys will do anything. Apparently, they said that the producers told them, don't worry about making the songs too funny. Make them very emotionally centered. Just make the emotions as big as possible. And Riley and Farrell will take care of making them funny. James, these two are great together from Talladega Nights and Step Brothers. And I was already looking forward to this movie before I knew about these songs. But now, if I don't get a press invite, I will be there on opening night for this one.
So great.
They're the best. They're so good.
Now, if we could bring Will Ferrell to Broadway in something, what would it be?
Well, he's been on Broadway. He did his George W. Bush one-man show, You're yeah. Welcome, America. But in another show, I don't know. I would personally love to see him in a drama because he's an underappreciated dramatic actor. He did a movie with Maggie Gyllenhaal. I can't remember where he was like a math genius. I want to say Stranger Things, but I don't think that's it because that's the Netflix show. But he's actually a really good actor. He doesn't have a great voice. He did the producer's movie, obviously. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Do you have anything?
You know, Hello, Dolly.
As Dolly? He would be a great Dolly. He really would. Well, maybe if something happens to David Hyde Pierce, he can take over.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, yeah. He could. Although I think his Dolly would be legendary. Maybe if Donna Murphy doesn't want to continue as the alternate, he could be Bette's alternate a couple days a week.
What about King George III?
Now, that is something that I actually think has a fairly decent chance of happening. After Rory O'Malley leaves the show, I would not be surprised if they go out and get a fairly big name, not because they need it, but just because of how awesome it is to be able to put some really cool people in that show. I could see it happening. I wouldn't put money on it, but that would not shock me.
Although that Hamilton mixtape with Jimmy... Jimmy Fallon. A lot of people really down on the Jimmy Fallon song in the Hamilton mixtape.
Yeah, I'm putting me on the list.
Yeah, right. It's a long, long list. I'm sending the download back to Amazon. So, all right. Next up, Congress send Bots Act to the president.
Yeah, after an uncharacteristically quick 7 days of deliberation, the United States House of Representatives, by unanimous consent, passed a bill intended to introduce legislation that would crack down on cyber scalpers and the use of bots to snag thousands of popular theater, sports, and concert tickets. This will be a federal law, obviously, because it's coming from the United States Congress. As those of you familiar with Schoolhouse Rock know, the bill will now head to the desk of the president, where he will presumably sign it into law. New York Senior Senator Chuck Schumer shepherded the bill with a little help from Lin-Manuel Miranda, and earlier this month announced that it had passed the U.S. Senate. James, this issue has tons of tentacles that I'm not sure that I fully understand or comprehend or ever could, but overall, I think this has to be considered a win for ticket buyers, at least for the time being, until the scalpers figure out a new way to get the tickets.
Oh, I hope and pray that I will, but today I'm still just a bill. So,
I was actually in high school my sophomore year. I was in Schoolhouse Rock Live, so I have a fondness for that show.
Which song were you in? All of them?
I played the show. Is basically where it's a teacher's first day of teaching, and everybody else in the show is his imagination. I was the teacher, so I sang in a bunch of songs, but my big song was The Tale of Mr. Morton, which was written by I believe Lynn Ahrens wrote the lyrics for that one.
Huh. Yeah. So the Bots Act, Congress acting very quickly on this, probably because it wasn't any Russian hackers that were doing this.
As our valiant president-elect said, the theater needs to be a safe space for everybody. So we need to make sure we get those scalpers out of the way so it can be a sacred and special safe place for everybody in the theater.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the free market economists are going to say that scalping makes a more efficient market.
Well, we already heard that article from, wasn't it a Harvard economics professor who said that he was glad to pay $1,500 for the tickets? Well, good for you, buddy. That's what I say. Good for you.
All right. Well, you better get us out of here, John Boy. Say goodnight, John Boy.
That's good. That's a good Walton reference from Richard Thomas. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
I can't believe you didn't say goodnight, Mom, to me, you know?
Mom. To be honest, James, I think that would be a little creepy. I just thought, you know, calling you Mom, it would probably be crossing a previously uncrossed line.
We cross lines all the time. My name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks so much for spending some of your Monday with us. I hope you made it through the rain, and we will come back and talk with you tomorrow.